and KT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We're presented by Bosky Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200 if you have any service needs. Bosky Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Really want to appreciate and say thank you to Alex Horton. We were able to record the interview you just heard here on ABQ Connect. He is the founder of the International District Economic Development Center, a young man doing amazing things in a section of Albuquerque that is just now starting to see some success. We did refer to Travis Clark coming on, but of course that first segment was recorded. And I have the pleasure now of being joined in studio by Catherine Gardner and Jaden Ortiz, both involved with Calvary College. Catherine is the registrar and Jaden is a high school student that's also taking classes at Calvary College. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you here. Catherine, is Calvary College an education opportunity that students in high school should consider?
I think so, and I'll ask Jaden to answer this too, but I just love the fact that students can take their high school classes, but then also develop and deepen their walk with the Lord by adding classes from Calvary College into that, especially before heading off to college. I find having just a very solid biblical framework, you know, you grow up with that, but you don't necessarily learn it in typical colleges. It's not necessarily taught. So having that additional education to me is just, I believe, just so worth it. What do you think, Jaden?
Oh, yeah, obviously. I've had some amazing experiences with these classes. I've learned so much about God and developed my walk with the Lord, deepened my walk with the Lord. And as a high school student, I'm a senior in high school right now. I have grown so much through these classes, and they're definitely something that any high school student can do. And it's a challenge. There's definitely a lot of thinking involved, a lot of processing involved, but it's something every high school student can do and should do. Yeah.
Now, do you worry, because I know I worried about this with my kids, going into the college field, being talked out of your faith or made fun of for your faith, and that this will help you have more of a solid foundation of what you believe and how to defend what you believe going into college? Because that's what I've always thought about as a parent.
Oh, yeah, obviously. And that's a great point. I think the reason a lot of college students are talked out of their faith in universities is because they don't have that foundation to begin with. And these classes have incredibly helped me with developing my foundation, my spiritual foundation. There's actually a class I've taken called Spiritual Foundations where it really helps you have a solid walk with the Lord, a solid faith, and reasons for why you believe what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know why you believe in God, and you know why what you believe, and you can defend your faith, but you're also not taken in by a lot of the philosophies that are going around on college campuses right now and very permeating our culture right now.
That was actually one of my favorite classes going through School of Ministry was the Spiritual Foundations. That's what I really promoted, you know, Pastor Nelson to bring back again, because I think it's so relevant in any time frame, really, no matter how old you are. It's a great class to have.
Yeah. Yeah. Jaden, do you have aspirations to be involved in ministry in your career, or is this something that you're doing solely to encourage your own faith?
Yes. You know, so I've been applying to colleges recently. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to go, but likely will attend college in the fall. So I have a lot of questions about what my future will look like as of right now, but I definitely want to have ministry be a huge part of my life, my career, whatever I do as an adult. And but for right now, these classes, my main goal has been for them to be spiritually beneficial for me, and to really like dive deeper into a level of theology and a level of God's word that I haven't previously been as exposed to. And I think as someone who's been in the church my entire life and who's been a Christian for much of my life, sometimes it can seem like you can't hear anything new, or I've heard that before, and the truth doesn't impact you as much as it might for a new believer. And so these classes have really opened my eyes. God's used them instrumentally, massively, to open my eyes to so much more about Him that I didn't see before. And it's kind of helped me to have a much more accurate view of God and my identity in Christ.
So I've had Catherine and Dr. Brian Nixon and Dr. Nelson Walker, all part of Calvary College and their professors, and Catherine's the registrar. And I have to say that I'm embarrassed, Jaden, because we've talked about students that have graduated from high school.
Right.
We've talked about old buzzards like me, and I get to call myself that. you know, taking these kind of courses and stuff. But I'm embarrassed to say that I never thought about a high school student right now getting involved in these classes. And you obviously like it. It's helping you. You're balancing that with your other schoolwork. My compliments. I just am excited to hear about this opportunity.
Thank you. Yes. I'm a homeschool student as well. So dual enrollment has been something I've done for the past couple of years through CNM, through other, online institutions. And Calvary College was an amazing addition to that. I've taken a total of 5 classes at Calvary College, 3 last, semester and 2 this semester. And for any high school students that are listening and that are kind of concerned about the workload, I just want to tell you the workload is totally doable. It's very to the point. You won't be overwhelmed with busy work, and you will grow in your faith so much, and you will grow in your character so much, and you'll meet amazing people in these classes, and you'll have just a very enriching time with, you know, talking to the professors and learning from them. They have so much wisdom, and it's been one of the greatest experiences of my life.
I love it.
That is a lot of fun. So at Calvary Church, they have a high school ministry called Spectrum.
Yes.
And you'll be talking to that group tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night. We're going to be there tomorrow night from 7 till about 8:45. Miss Jaden will be there with us just to talk to the high school students. I encourage the parents to come. I know that some of these high school students get dropped off and parents are kind of sitting around for an hour grabbing a coffee. But come chat with us. Talk to us. Talk about the classes. We'll be there to let you know all about it. And just to reflect off of something that Jaden said, I just feel that she's so blessed at this age to have some of these courses. I didn't start getting into some of these teachings and courses until I was in my 30s and 40s. Well, okay, I'm really in my 20s, but...
Amen.
But I would have loved to have this opportunity at this age to go into college, to go into like adulthood with some of these truths under my belt and feeling secure in those. Like, that's such an amazing opportunity that I hope people just jump on and take. And you don't have to be a teenager. I mean, you know, Jim, we've talked about people being in their 80s, 60s, 50s, 40s, taking classes. It's honestly split in our college. We have the same amount of people taking on-site, taking online. We have 16, 17-year-olds in the classes. We have 80-year-olds in the classes. So it's just been a really fun group of people from semester to semester.
So, Jaden, I want to think about you. I have 5 children. So I'm kind of thinking about your parents and they're trying to encourage you, but now they're turning it over to you. I mean, you are coming of age and you've got all this experience. Obviously, you have a tremendous grasp of what you want and you're listening to God direct you. But let's say, for example, that you do go to college and you start taking all the prerequisites of English and, you know, sciences and all those different things. And I'm sure you'll complete all of those just fine. But there may come a time where, gee, you've taken all these courses and maybe you now want to go and get a master's of divinity or a master's of theology. And the courses that you're taking will not have been a waste of time, will they, Catherine, because they can transfer?
Absolutely not. No, we have a close working relationship with Veritas International University and Calvary Chapel University. So you're able to transfer our credits to either school. I know CCU offers degrees in biblical studies. With that, you get the specializations of like Christian education, Christian leadership, biblical counseling, women's studies, youth studies. VIU goes up to a Master of Divinity in biblical studies, but they also have Christian and theological studies. So we work with the registrars at those schools to help transfer credits over to either VIU or CCU.
Jaden, what class really grabbed you out of the 5 classes that you've taken so far?
So, I mean, I really enjoyed them all, but I think my favorite one so far has been apologetics. We learned so much about how to defend our faith in a way that leads people to Christ rather than in a way that would just tear them down or embarrass them or make them feel bad about what they believe. And we're given the tools necessary to combat intellectual fallacies and expose a lot of the false premises beneath many of the most common arguments against the Bible today. There's a lot of in-class interaction with this class. That's one of my favorite parts. We get a lot of back and forth, debating with each other, taking turns. One person is the Christian, one person's the, you know, the more secular person that is, you know, challenging the Bible. And it's really fun classes, and I like to debate, so I have fun in those.
I debated with her. It didn't end well for me.
Well, I like her heart, though.
Oh,
I mean,
completely.
She's talking about having conversations with people that are gracious.
Right.
That are kind. non-argumentative. You mean we don't need to argue. It's not our responsibility to make Christians. It's our responsibility just to tell them the truth.
Exactly.
Our engineer, Steve Ryman, has a question. Steve?
Hey, Jaden just mentioned apologetics. And Catherine, I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm not sure if you'll have the information to answer this, but let's try.
Okay.
On the calendar, starting May 16th at Calvary Church, at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoons, the Fight for the House apologetics course is getting underway. Is any of that material going to be similar to what is covered in the class that Jaden has been in?
So it is a very condensed version of the apologetics class that Calvary College offers. I can't remember how many classes meet for that one, but the obviously Calvary College is a 16-week course per semester, so we get into depth with that one.
Right, yeah, this is a three-week.
Yeah, it's just very more generalized. Great information, but definitely a bird's-eye view of what we do in the college.
Okay, and since I mentioned it, if someone wants to get that information, it's available at calvarynm.church under, I think it's under events.
Absolutely. And, Catherine, I want to qualify. There are people, even people that don't live in Albuquerque, and this is all about your course offerings, that are taking courses from Calvary College.
Absolutely. We have a pretty extensive online list of courses to take. We have people, as you know, we talked about it before, from Africa, people from England. We really have people all over right now because we're online taking these courses, taking advantage of it. The beauty of the online course is, you know, when it's 3 o'clock in the morning in England, but what is there, an 8-hour time difference? You know, you can take them whenever it fits into your schedule. So that's the beauty of the online courses. I've been taking the online courses. I enjoy on-site learning. I love feeding off of people. I love sitting in a classroom. I love being able to answer or ask questions right away. Online, you're still able to ask us questions, Pastor Nelson, Pastor Brian questions, and we get back to you within the same day. But it's a different feel for both of those. I love both of those, and I've taken both on-site and online. So I think it's just a great opportunity for anybody.
I want to ask one more question, then we'll take a quick break. I'm thinking in my mind, because Jaden's brought it to my attention, that there are people that don't believe the same way we do. And I'm just wondering if the invitation would be extended to them, if they really want to investigate Christianity. Would this be a good thing for them?
Absolutely. It's different from SOM. When we had School of Ministry, you had to have a certain amount of beliefs that Calvary believed in order to take the course. You had to have a pastor referral. Calvary College is open to anybody. We have people that are questioning, they're agnostic, take classes, and it's fine. Come. If you want to learn, come. We're open to anybody who wants to do it.
Yeah, and you're going to let them engage in the conversation,
too. Of course.
Too.
No, we make them sit in a corner.
And then you're going to put Jaden in the debate. I love that.
Yeah, so, do not put Jaden in a debate.
Well, I need to review my notes on that class because I'm a little rusty right now.
Well, I have a sense, young lady, that when you have a question, the Holy Spirit's talking right to you, and then you're able to communicate very effectively with anybody. So I doubt that those notes are going to be that essential. We're in studio with student Jaden Ortiz. She is a high school student and also a student with Calvary College. And with Catherine Gardner, she's the registrar for Calvary College. We'll be back with more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Corey and Anne-Marie Pensaveni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slade & Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood, and as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book.
Standing in the Hall of Fame. This is Roger Patterson with a Minute of Vision for Life. I've always wanted to go to the Pro Football and Baseball Halls of Fame. There's something compelling in taking a trip through the halls of greatness. From memorabilia to busts of the players, once they're inducted into the hall, they're forever enshrined into the best ever. These are the most gifted, most competitive, and most determined of their sports. The keys to their long-term success is what they did with their gifts once the door was opened to them. Dr. John Maxwell says talent is never enough. Talent opens the door, but effort, determination, and perseverance keep it open. Proverbs 18:16 states, "A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great." Friend, once you're before the great, recognize strategies to use your gifts and steward it well with determination and perseverance.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio at visionforlife.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
At the hands of Steve Ryman, our engineer, we are back on the air. I appreciate you staying with us here on ABQ Connect. I want to thank Indigo Mortgage. They do such a great job of sponsoring our programming on KNKT and our show ABQ Connect. Be sure and give them a call for a quote if you are shopping for a new mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or you can reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. We're in studio with Catherine Gardner. She is the registrar for Calvary College, and Jaden Ortiz. She is currently both a high school student and a student at Calvary College and also doing some C&M stuff.
Yes.
You kind of like learning.
Yeah, you would think so.
Well, it's fun because one of the things that people may not know that are listening, and there's a lot of people from a lot of different churches, not all at Calvary Church, but your father is on staff at Calvary Church, and
yes.
He's obviously had a very successful career in ministry, and that's an option for you at any time.
Right, yes.
So I like the fact that you're just really looking in and seeking. You know, a lot of people will read the scripture that says, ask and you'll receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. But what most of us don't understand is that that never happens in that order. Usually when you start off, when you're praying, you don't know what to even ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So you go out and do a little seeking,
mm-hmm.
and God kind of shows you, he refines the vision, if you will. You come back and pray again. So it's kind of an ask, seek. Go back and ask some more specifically. And through that process of asking and seeking, he brings you the doors that you knock on and he opens them for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
So it's kind of a fun process, and it's a growth, and it's learning. Jaden, I want to ask you about how you're encouraged by contact with other students. Catherine's got a bunch of age groups of students, and you have communication with all of them.
Oh, yeah. So when I heard Calvary College was going to offer classes that would be meeting in person last fall, I was really excited because I'd had, like everybody else pretty much, I'd had at least half a year of school completely online, and I don't learn well like that. I'm not one of those people that thrives in an online environment. And so when I was able to go to these classes, they're still small enough to where you have space, and they're very interactive, but it was great to just be able to see other people week to week, and you're learning something. You're learning about these amazing topics like theology, apologetics, spiritual foundations, teaching dynamics, church history, but you're all learning together. And I think that is so beneficial to the learning process, and it definitely helps me to be able to see these other people every week. And there's some really great people, and I've met people there in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and I've had great conversations with all of them. And God's really used them in my life to encourage me, and hopefully me to encourage them. And it's been a really great experience.
I love that. Catherine, talk to our listeners about registering. And if you would, in this segment, contrast, if you would, the online learning with in-person learning, which is your preference.
Yeah, okay, definitely. So if you are interested in Calvary College, you want to go to calvaryabq.college. There you'll find all the information about Calvary College, the classes we're offering, an application. And then you can just fill out the application from that website. Our on-site classes that I'm really excited about this semester, we're going to teach Theology 1 again. And we always go back to theology because it's just a great basic class to have. That focuses on bibliology, the doctrine of God, the doctrine of the Trinity, Christology, the Holy Spirit, angels. Like, it just covers mostly that for Theology 1. Then Theology 2, when we offer that, goes into more. But Theopoetics, which is Brian Nixon's new class. This is a new for us. This is a first one for us. But it's going to be his class is based on finding truth, beauty, and goodness using the life and lessons of C.S. Lewis. So I'm really excited about that because who doesn't want to learn from C.S. Lewis and Brian Nixon? And then our last class that we're going to have is Fundamentals of Biblical Counseling, which focuses on skills of being a counselor, the counseling process, so taking what is and what is desired and going through the process of going from what is to what is desired, and then the biblical theology framework of the helping process. So they're great classes. I think that we're already filling up some of these online classes. A couple of them are already maxed out. We have a certain amount of people that we let into the on-site classes just because of the size portion, but so if people are interested in that, I would say go to calvaryabq.college, fill out your application. You definitely want to register for those before they fill up.
And what is the process? You actually have to do an application before you register. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the application is just basic information that we gather from you. It's easy to fill out. There's a fee to fill out the application just because we have to process and that type of thing. Once you get the application, then it comes straight to me. I go ahead and I send you a link to Populi, which is how you get into the actual college system to look at the syllabus, look at the courses, and that's how you can actually register for the courses at that point. Anybody that does do an on-site class, we do have to do a background check on that just because we're on campus and we have youth ministries around us. But I'm excited. Like I said, it's already filling up, and I just feel like it's going to be another great year. I know Jaden has already signed up for some courses, so...
Yeah, no, it sounds like a lot of fun. Catherine, can people with questions, they're not going to get everything they need to know on this radio show today, can they call you or how can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. My phone number is 505-338-3680. I get about 10 to 15 calls a day just asking about the different courses. I have to help people get into Populi sometimes. I mean,
you've helped me with that at least four times.
Did I?
Yeah.
So, and I'm happy to do it. That's why I'm here. So please feel free to call. Feel free to ask me any questions. Ask me how to get into the application. I'm here to help.
Well, there's so many resources. I mean, obviously, Skip Heitzig is one of the professors. You've mm-hmm. got Dr. Brian Nixon. You have Dr. Nelson Walker. You mentioned Dr. Nixon's Theopoetic class. One of the things that I appreciate about Brian
yes.
is that Brian... is an artist, and he's a musician.
Huge,
And he's a Christian in the middle of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it directs everything that he does in his life. But he can look at art that a lot of Christians would look at and go, oh, that's not a Christian piece of art.
Right.
But when he looks at it, he goes, I can see Christ in this. I can see this person's search for God.
Right.
I can see where they are missing the mark, and I'd love to have a conversation with them about what they were thinking and what they were doing. And he kind of figures that all out, and he has a blast. I mean, it's joy for him to just enjoy beauty and enjoy goodness and look at nature.
And he's so gifted in it, right? So that's what makes him such a compelling teacher. You know, just in the small conversations I've had with him about different pieces of art and the way he's explained it to me, I was like, wow, I've never would I have thought of that. And he's so passionate about it. That's what makes him, this class, so interesting to me.
I always get nervous when Christians have what I'll call tunnel vision. You know, they're not looking at everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're really just focused in right in front of them. And we've been placed in a beautiful earth. We've been placed among people. You know, so many of us will walk by people and not really. If you walk by Brian Nixon, he notices some unique thing that you might be wearing
right.
or the style about you or your accent. You know, these are just fun things. And he does that all with great fun and great
mm-hmm.
joy. And I think that Nelson Walker has maybe a little bit more order to his thinking, but he's not dissimilar. He's a big family guy, and he appreciates the struggles that people have gone through, and he has a military background.
Right.
So there's just so many flavors that you get when you go to Calvary College. It's really an interesting experience, and it's pretty intimate. Would you say, Jaden, it's pretty personable?
Oh, yeah. You get to know the professors very well. You get to know everybody in the class very well. It's, yeah, you're right. It's very intimate.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Catherine, one more time, give us the website and your phone number so people know, and then we'll take a quick break and we'll come back for the last 10 minutes of the show.
Definitely. CalvaryABQ.college. That's our website. That's where you can access the applications. My phone number is 505-338-3680.
And we'll be back with Jaden Ortiz and Catherine Gardner with Calvary College. Stay with us.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
My main goal was to buy a smaller house, but of course I had to sell my house. Dom helped me with both transactions in a more than timely manner. He's very professional, really a hard worker, never overpromised, but certainly delivered more than I expected. Sold and bought my home within a matter of days, which is amazing. Working with Dom was just seamless. I've bought and sold quite a few homes, and this was actually one of the best experiences. I would certainly recommend him, and I already am.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Who comes to mind when you think of great, godly women? Probably Jesus' mother Mary. Maybe Ruth, the unlikely ancestor of Christ. But what about you? Here's New York Times bestselling author Eric Metaxas.
Clearly, if God created us male and female in his image, it's leaning into who we are as women, if we're women, that is going to show God's greatness.
Discover how the lives of some of the greatest women in history can show you the path to true greatness in your own life as a woman made in God's image. That's what you'll find in this month's inspiring resource by Eric Metaxas.
In every one of the seven women, I think you see a different side of femininity.
Seven Women is our thank you for your gift of $35 or more today to help connect more people to God's Word. And right now, we'll also send you a special bonus resource, Pastor Skip's six-message CD collection on prominent women from Scripture. Visit connectwithskip.com/offer to give online securely or call 800-922-1888.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi, friends. John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you to Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors. They're sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100. Or you can reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Jaden Ortiz is a student with Calvary College. She's currently a high school student finishing up her senior year, and she's joined in studio by Catherine Gardner, who is the registrar. That means that Catherine has to wear every hat known to humankind.
Every hat, yes, with this college. I do it all, except teach.
But you have joy with that. You have a lot of fun doing that.
I love it. I love it. I didn't know. I started out as, you know, the School of Ministry, working with them, and I had no clue that this was in store for me, but I love it.
When I'm asking Jaden questions, you're smiling because you have some pride that she's doing so many amazing things.
I think Jane's amazing. This is one of the reasons I wanted her on the air with us, because she is just amazing in the school. She's amazing as a human being, just talking to her and the compassion she has for other people. I just love it.
Okay, Jaden, contrast this with me. You're going to Sunday and Wednesday services with a great Bible teacher, and yet you're still at Calvary College. Contrast why you need additional, or how it's been helpful to your faith to do that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, first, thank you, Catherine. But Yes. I think that when you are in a church service, especially listening to a pastor as great as Pastor Skip, whose job it is to study the Bible and present it to the congregation, you can gain a lot of wisdom and insight from that. But you don't really get to ask questions in the middle of a service when you don't understand something. You can't really raise your hand and say, excuse me, Pastor Skip, what does that mean?
By the way, you could try that, but probably your dad would yell at you.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it would go over well. But, when you're in the Calvary College courses, I think that it's kind of the best of both worlds because it's the professor's job to study and teach the Word of God and present it in a way that is, you know, easy for us to understand. But we also have a lot of in-class involvement, and the professors are always ready to answer any questions we might have. It's really great.
Yeah, and I love that just that interaction. And that's available to students that are taking online courses
as well. Absolutely. That's one of the points I wanted to make is Pastor Nelson, Pastor Brian, they both spend so much time answering questions that people have, whether it's through email or a phone-to-phone conversation if you're not in the state. You know, nobody leaves the course without understanding everything that they're learning and everything that they're doing. And that's a pride that I have with the school, because I love the fact that you're not going to leave here and be like, I really didn't get this. I really didn't understand that. I have seen both gentlemen take so much time. Like Pastor Nelson has spent hours talking to one gentleman in particular. So I love the fact that our instructors are so accessible that way.
So I was not a great college student. I told you I was an athlete in college, and
right.
I spent my time trying to be eligible. And I'm embarrassed to say I spent less time trying to actually learn. Now, I'm a fairly smart person, so I didn't have trouble getting, you know, passing grades, B's, but I could have gotten A's. Mm-hmm. And besides the grading, I could have learned. So I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't do that. And I'm a little over 60. I'll leave it at that. This would be a good thing for me, because now maybe my attitude about learning has changed.
I agree. I was the same way. I went to college because it was, you went to college after high school. There wasn't a whole lot of choice. But I was working full time too. I was managing a store, going to college. So my focus was more on the store, trying to get that to succeed, rather than staying up after I got home at 10 o'clock at night to start studying and writing papers. So I kind of feel the same way. I wasted a lot of college time. When I came back as an adult taking classes, I loved it. Like, I spent my time studying. I wanted to do it. I wanted to learn. I wanted to grow. I wanted to be in God's word. I wanted to help others. You know, we've talked about this before. 70% of our ministry doesn't come from sitting across a desk talking to somebody. It has to do with family and coworkers and friends and life and trials that we live and go through. And having just a solid foundation in God's word is just so helpful with all of this. And being able to teach people foundations and truth. I just love it. I feel blessed to be a part of this.
So normally it's Spectrum, Jaden. That's a group of high school students that meet on the campus of Calvary Church, 7 o'clock Thursday evenings in the Hub, correct?
Well, now
we're
on
the west side.
Yeah, now it's on
the west
side.
On the west side.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to make sure that everybody knows that. So it's going to be at the west side, which is right at the intersection of Montaño and Coors, and the church is in the old Hastings building.
Yes.
And you can have coffee. Is that okay to say? Because my kids from the time they were 10 were drinking coffee. That probably makes me a bad dad.
But I've been drinking it since I was 4.
So there we go. Well, Catherine, talk about Spectrum, what you're going to do. And normally parents aren't going to go to Spectrum with their kids, but you're really inviting parents to come.
We are. We would love to have parents there just so we can talk to them. I know as a parent, I would have questions about Calvary College if my daughter or son were interested in it and taking classes, you know, but I really want to emphasize this is something they can do, as Jaden says, while taking high school courses. You don't have to just say, well, they're not in college yet. This is something supplemental to what they're already learning. I would love to invite the parents to come down, talk to us, ask us questions. Jaden and I will be there. We'll be there for the students to ask questions. So I just think it's an amazing opportunity to have Calvary College there. You get to meet us. You get to see the list of courses that we have online and on site. And we're happy to work with you at that point and answer anything that you might need.
Jen, you got to tell us about conversations you have with your parents about what you learn. Is it something that you eagerly share with them?
Oh, yeah. I remember last semester coming home every time after the church history class with Pastor Brian. And I would talk my mom's ear off for about an hour, just sharing with her everything I learned in that class, because so many things about church history I'd never heard before. I was just so interested in it and so excited by what I had learned. And she, I mean, hopefully she didn't mind me talking to her for about an hour. She said it was interesting. So hopefully that's true. But yeah, I absolutely love having conversations with my parents and other people, you know, as well about what I've been learning. A lot of this stuff, it sounds so complicated to us sometimes. We think, oh, theology is out of our reach. Apologetics is out of our reach. We'll leave it to the experts. But God has made his information available to us for a reason and for us to be able to grasp it and understand it. And these classes are really helpful at taking complex topics and breaking them down into forms that are easy for us to understand, grasp, and then apply to our daily lives.
You are so right that the Bible is not as complicated as mm-hmm. we want to make it. The other thing I want to say is that it's not laborious. Some people think that everybody reads the Bible in a monotone fashion, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's not the way we read it.
No.
It's alive. Hebrews says it's living and active. So you read the word and it lives and grows inside of you. It's kind of an amazing thing. But it is fun to figure out chronologies and history. And it's so fun for me to talk with people like Stephen Collins, the archaeologist, because
he has
like lamps, you know, that identify with certain scriptural areas and historicity of the Bible. And I hold on to that stuff a lot easier. One day I hope to do that trip to Israel and do that with Skip.
Bucket list for sure.
Yeah. I can't imagine how you retain information, especially about the history of the church, being in an area like that. That would be really amazing. Jaden, I appreciate so much your encouragement to other students today, not just young students, but older students like me.
Yeah, I've had such a great experience with Calvary College, and I encourage anybody who's considering it, you know, pray about it. But if you end up deciding to come, I really don't think you'll be disappointed. I think you'll be incredibly enriched by this experience.
Yeah, Catherine, your favorite class that you've taken?
I would say Church History Spiritual Foundations.
How do people get in touch with you?
CalvaryABQ.college, 505-338-3680.
And applications are open right now?
Available now. Registration is available now. Yes, sir.
Thank you both for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank
Great job.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
By Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.